Hello, Meyer Company.
Hi, I'm a tenant here at the on the Jackson Street apartment.
Okay.
And I just need to let you know about the room that we found underneath our apartment.
The what?
We found a our bedroom floor started kind of caving in.
Okay. So
we ripped up the carpet and we caved it in the rest of the way ourselves, and there's a huge it's kind of like a cave, I guess you'd say, underneath the ground.
I would call Kevin and talk to Kevin about it.
Oh, well, I just called Dwayne's number because the office didn't answer. Who's this?
This is Carrie.
Oh, hi.
But Kevin's the owner of the building.
I see.
It's 402.
Oh, I have the number. It's right here.
Yeah. Yeah. I would call Kevin and talk to him about it. He might know more about it than I do.
Okay. Well, nobody knows about it. It was like, nothing's been down there in it looks like centuries or something. And there's a bunch of skeletons.
Okay, I still would call Kevin.
I've already called the state and an archaeological dig team, and they're classifying the building as a dig site, and they're saying everyone's going to have to move out.
Which address are you in?
I'm in the bottom apartment.
Okay, number?
Number, I think, 2, isn't it?
Okay, and the phone number, and I will call Kevin and tell him.
I can call Kevin. I'm just saying everyone in the apartment is going to have to move out soon. We're going to have to give them...
Okay, well, I would call Kevin and tell him that.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to, right? As soon as I hang up with you.
Okay.
But I don't know why you're giving me an attitude problem. Like, listen to you. I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you what's going on.
Hello, my air company.
So I called Kevin. He didn't even pick up. Like, you just sent me to a number.
Yeah, I tried to call him myself, and he didn't answer. So you're in Jackson number 2.
Yeah, and
okay, hang on,
look,
Dwayne's here.
The Smithsonian's going to be over today.
Hang on, Dwayne's here, hang on.
All right.
Dwayne.
She hung up.
Hello?
Hi, that lady keeps hanging up on me. I don't know what her problem is.
No, she's not hanging up on you. She just don't understand. What number do you live in?
She doesn't understand how to use a phone because she hung up on me. She's like, hold on, let me get Dwayne. Click.
What is your problem?
I was trying to tell her about the room we found underneath our apartment.
Yeah?
And, you know, our bedroom, it kind of caved in, and we pulled up the carpet and everything, and there's this giant, you know, cavernous room underneath the apartment building. It goes,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a really huge site.
Are you home now?
No, I'm actually, I'm at the patent office.
At where? At the patent office?
Yeah.
But you're in number 2?
Number 2, yeah, I believe that's it.
Yeah, okay. And your sister used to rent there before you?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, fine, that's the right one. Okay, well, I'll step up and take a look. Well, I don't understand what it would be, but we'll take a look. I have no idea.
No, you're not allowed to come in, because I've assembled a team of archaeologists, and they're not allowing anyone in the building. Basically, they're saying everyone else in the building is going to have to move out, because we may have to raise the building.
Might have to do what?
May have to tear the building down, because it's built on an archaeological dig site.
Oh, from a long, long time ago, huh?
Yeah, because this is, like, really old stuff. There's all these stacks of skulls and...
Really?
Yeah, they don't even look human, honestly. I don't know what these... Like, they have multiple sets of teeth, and they're kind of cone-head.
Okay.
All the rooms down here, they're, like, triple-sized. You know, like, I think giants used to live down here.
Really? What?
That's just, you know, the stairs are all super huge. And the ceilings, there's 5 levels down here. There's like stone stairways down to each level. But the
underneath number 2?
Yeah, well, it's underneath the entire building, and it goes on for blocks. Like, it's really, really huge down here. There's these tunnels.
Oh, wow, this might be a big find. Yeah, it could be.
These tunnels go on for miles. Yeah. Like, we've gone down these tunnels.
We might have to call the television company, TV
company. Oh, we've already done it. That's why I'm at the patent office, actually, because there's... some ancient technology stuff down here, but it's really...
Where's the patent office at?
It's really advanced. Oh, no, you're not going to come down here and beat me to the patents, because I've already...
Oh, no, come on.
I've been doing this...
Hey, don't get smart with me. Where's the patent office if you're there? Where are you at?
I don't have to tell you anything. I'm saying...
Okay, bye-bye.
You can't come in our...
You're the one that's being rude. I'm sorry, But I can't stay here and take mental abuse from somebody that won't tell me where you're
I'm
at.
I'm not abusing you. And that lady I was talking to, you, she was abusing me before.
Well, I can understand why.
Jerk.
But listen, when are you going to be back there and I'll visit with you, okay?
No, you're not allowed to come on the property anymore. It's an archaeological dig site.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, bye-bye.
You're mm-hmm. And everyone...
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Howdy, everyone. This is Arby, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for May 5th, 2017. This show is supported by a new sponsor. His name is Weird Shortwave Listener. Probably the coolest new name we've had in a while. Thank you, Weird Shortwave Listener, for supporting the show. And, of course, thank you everyone else who supported the show on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers and through the website at phonelosers.com/cactus. Today, you get to hear a live show. I did a live show about 5 hours ago, earlier today, and that's what I'm going to play next. But first, I have a couple of announcements. The most important announcement is that the brand new Calls of Mass Confusion is out. If you don't know what Calls of Mass Confusion is, it's prank calls, but there's a live hidden video camera watching the people that were prank calling, and we get to see their reactions and the aftermath, and it's a lot of fun. But that stuff's not in this week's episode, and I think this week's episode is probably my favorite ever. This week is like a brand new thing. I think this was probably created by Carlito, but I don't know that for sure. I'm just assuming. But Carlito does Skype interviews. I guess he put out a Craigslist ad and arranged to have interviews with people on Skype, and he dressed up in a suit and everything, and he interviewed them while he did weird things and just made them really uncomfortable. He asked to borrow this one guy's car to drive to Maine, and the guy looked incredibly uncomfortable explaining that Carlito couldn't borrow his car to drive up to Maine. And there's a part on it where Carlito falls on camera, like he falls over and he starts groaning, like off camera. You can't really see him, you just hear him groaning in the background, saying he broke his legs or his feet fell off or something. And then there's a part where he's interviewing a guy or a lady, I forget which one, but he's eating a head of lettuce. Like he has a head of lettuce in his hands and he's taking bites off of it as he asks questions and stuff. And it's fucking brilliant. Everyone should go listen to it right now. Stop listening to the Snowplow Show immediately. Just pause it real quick and go watch Calls of Mass Confusion, located at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I'll have a link to it in the show notes on phonelosers.com if you want to click on it there. But yeah, Calls of Mass Confusion is a really awesome show when I'm not in it. So everyone should go check that out. I mean, no, you just checked it out. You paused the show and now you're back. Welcome back to the Snowplow Show, everyone. We've got a really great show for you today, right after a word from our sponsors.
When it comes to video games, nobody compares to Atari.
I find Intellivision more sophisticated and lifelike. Gentlemen, move over for my friend Vic. The Commodore VIC-20.
Move over.
The Commodore VIC-20 does more than your machines. It's a great computer that also plays great games. Like this, and this, and this.
A computer that plays great games?
Under $300?
Exactly.
We didn't know.
Get the Commodore VIC-20 computer for under...
Speedway, this is Loretta.
Hey, Loretta, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Speedway.
Hang on one second. Oh. I cannot hear you. This phone is kind of low. This is who?
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Speedway.
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling to do the customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
I do not have any customers in here right now.
Oh, what about outside, like at the pumps?
Nope.
What about just like walking by on the sidewalk nearby where you could just run out and grab someone off the sidewalk?
There's literally no one outside right now. It's kind of shocking.
That's weird. Okay. What about that fire truck or police car? Can you flag them down?
No.
It's a fire truck. Tell them it's an emergency survey. You're not really working with me here. You're not being a team player.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm not running out in the street.
Why not? If the corporate office tells you to run out in the street, you run out in the damn street.
Huh?
You heard me. Okay, there's nobody.
Excuse me?
There's nobody driving up yet. There's nobody driving up. Perhaps, maybe. This show's not going too well so far. So we're calling convenience stores. They're called Speedway. They're located around the Midwest. I set up my caller ID to the Speedway Chamber of Commerce just for extra confusion. We're going to call back the corporate office and they'll answer Chamber of Commerce. Aw. I was thinking maybe after this, like if this doesn't work out, we can call up some 7-Elevens in Houston. We'll just call up every 7-Eleven store that's in Houston.
You're calling Petco, where the pets go.
Okay.
Please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store, press 2. For customer service, press 3 or remain on the line for
assistance. Guys, I did a search for Speedway and Petco's in here. Like for no reason. Oh, because it's located in Speedway, Indiana.
Thank you for calling
Indiana.
Petco, where the pets go.
Shit.
Please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store, press...
Wait while I transfer your call.
Whatever. Let's talk to a dog or something, I guess. I just want to call Speedways today, and that's like Google Maps is derailing my show.
Petco Grooming and Speedway, this is Kaylee. How can I help you?
Hey, Kaylee, is this the grooming room?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is John from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
And do you have any dogs in there right now that you're grooming?
Yeah, I have 3 I have to finish.
Okay, great. What's the names?
Of the dogs I have to finish?
Yeah.
Hannah, Maddox, and Ivy.
Maddox?
Yeah.
I want to talk to Maddox. Wait, Hannah, Maddox, and Ivy?
Yeah, the dogs that I have.
Ivy, okay. Could you put Maddox on the phone, please? I just need to have a quick word
with
her. Sorry, what?
Oh, Maddox is the dog I have to do. Are you talking about the groomers that are in here?
Oh, no, the dogs themselves. It's okay. I know what I'm doing. If you could just hold a phone up to the dog's ear.
Okay, just let me go get him. 1 second.
I'll just have a quick word with him.
Okay, all right, just 1 second.
Thank you.
All right, I'm about to put the phone up to his ear, okay?
Okay, all right. Like, just 1 second
right,
then?
Here you go.
Okay. Maddox? Maddox? Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Are you a good boy, Maddox? Yes, you are. You're a good boy, Maddox. Yes, you are. You're a good boy. You're such a good boy, Maddox. Ma'am? Maddox? Maddox? Maddox, you're a good boy. You are such a good boy. Maddox, go get the ball. Go get the ball. Go get the ball. Ma'am, are you still there?
Are you there, hon?
Oh, yeah. Did he respond? He wasn't really...
He was looking around.
Oh, okay. Well, I was expecting kind of a response. Can we just put it up there one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Maddox, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy, Maddox? You're the good boy. Yes, you are, Maddox. You're the good boy. Maddox is a good boy. Okay, I'm done now. I'm finished. Maddox. Maddox, you're a good boy. Who's the good boy, Maddox? Maddox, are you fucking deaf? I'm asking who the fucking good boy is. What the fuck's wrong with you, Maddox? What the fuck, Maddox? I'm sorry.
He's starting to shake now.
Okay, he's pissing me off. We're just... You know what? Fuck Maddox. Go get Hannah.
Okay, if you're going to be talking like that, sir, I don't think that's very professional.
No, I know. I shouldn't have said the fuck word to Maddox. It was, you know... Oh, wait, is that?
Right, I'm gonna get my manager so you can speak to him. Okay.
Was that Maddox barking?
No, that's the dogs in the back.
Oh, which one, Hannah or Ivy?
No, there is a whole bunch of other dogs here. Like, I'm not the only groomer.
Okay, can you tell those other dogs? Can you tell those other dogs to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to do
business.
I'm gonna
go get my manager, sir. I'm gonna go get my manager.
Okay, fine. Get the manager. Well, this show got kind of derailed. I just want to do some customer surveys, and now I'm talking to dogs named Maddox. Yeah, I'm in for it now. It's the manager of a Petco. What will I do?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, so my manager told me to hang up on you because you're being really rude.
Why are you talking to me then? Why don't you just hang up? Okay. That was easy. So yeah, I didn't mean to call Petco, I swear. I went on Google Maps, I typed in Speedway in Indiana, and for some reason, like, the screen's covered with Speedways, but in the middle of it all, there's a Petco in Speedway, Indiana. And I shouldn't tell you guys that, because now you guys are going to call it. Please don't call it. Please don't call and talk to Maddox or Hannah or Ivy. Because we already know who the good boy is. It's not Hannah or Ivy. It's Maddox. So let me get back to my my calls where nobody was around and it wasn't working out. Let's get back to, you know, the original thing here that I was doing before I got sidetracked. Fucking Petco. I need to do an entire Petco show, though, you guys. I kind of wanted to today, and I decided against it, and I feel like God's telling me I should anyway because that happened. That was weird.
Speedway 1018, this is Stevie.
Hey, Stevie, this is Greg from the corporate office with Speedway.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey with them.
What is this?
I'm with the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And we just do a survey every couple of weeks at each store. And
I've never had anybody do this for the 3 years that I've been here.
Oh, really? Yeah, you must have just been on shifts that you weren't working. Yeah, they just do a quick survey, and we'll give the customer, like, a free drink or whatever.
Okay. Let me find someone for you.
Okay, tell them it's, like, a really fast survey.
Do you have a couple minutes?
For what, honey?
I actually have corporate calling. They would like to do a customer survey, and they'd offer you, like, a free drink.
And I need questions,
Chad. Have you had a few minutes? How long would it take?
About, like, less than a minute.
Less than a minute.
Okay, yeah, I can help out.
All right. Here she is.
Okay.
It's our corporate office.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hey there. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Hi.
I just want to do a quick three-hour survey with you. So
a what is it?
It's a three-hour survey, and if you complete the survey, you get a free drink. So ready, question number one.
Did you say 3 hours?
Yeah, well, sometimes only like 2.5.
Are you being serious?
Completely, yeah. I'm from the corporate office. We don't joke around here, ma'am.
Oh, well, I don't have 3 hours. Sorry.
You don't have... Well, what are you doing today that's so important?
Huh?
What are you doing that's so important that you don't have 3 hours?
Who is that? What are they saying? Is it a joke? Is this a joke? He asked me if I had 3 hours, and I said, are you being serious? He was being completely serious. And he goes, actually, it's 2.5. And I said, I don't have the time.
She hung up. And I heard someone in the background say that it's a scam. So, they figured me out. It's a scam. I sure messed that one up.
Speedway, Debbie speaking. Can I help you?
Hello, Debbie. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Yep.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? For a quick, quick survey?
You just missed the 50 customers I just had in line, basically, but no.
Ah, shit, fuck. There's nobody outside, like, coming in?
Give it a minute. It probably will happen, believe me.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Okay. Has it happened yet?
Not yet.
Ugh, balls.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Now?
Hang on, let's see if I got anybody out here.
You should go outside and just find someone, like on the sidewalk. Does your cordless phone reach that far?
Our cordless does, but I'm here by myself, so hold on.
Oh, but nobody's in there. It's just...
Hold on, okay. Hold on.
Fuck's happening?
Hello?
Oh, hello? Is this a customer?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, is this a customer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's happening over there? It's so loud. Are you outside or something?
Yes.
Oh, there's lots of highway noise?
No, it's the road across the street from the raceway.
Oh, I
Everyone's
see.
Everyone's driving by.
Are you getting some gas there today?
Yes.
Okay, look, can you just take the cordless phone and get in your car and drive away? Do a gas drive off cordless phone theft combo.
What?
Like, just... I'm from the corporate office. This is Sensei Doug. I'm calling to do just a survey thing.
Mm-hmm.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how clean is that parking lot? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
I say it's a 9.
Oh, it's not a 10?
Nine to 10.
What's wrong
it's
with it?
It's not really much trash, but I see a cigarette butt, but not much. So maybe a 10. I've seen way worse. It's really clean here.
Could you pick up that cigarette butt real quick? I'm just putting the trash can.
Okay.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. I'm going to type into the gas pump machine here. Let's see. I'm typing in the commands to give you a free 0.08 gallons of gas for picking up that cigarette butt.
Okay.
Okay, question number 2. Have you ever played Grand Theft Auto?
Yes.
Okay, do you like, have you ever taken your car and just crashed it into a gas pump?
No,
in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, no, that's fun. Like, you crash into a gas pump and it explodes. You usually die.
Yeah.
But if you hit it just right, you can get through it without dying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Get in your car real quick and stay on the phone.
Yes.
And you're going to crash right into a gas pump.
Seriously?
Yeah, because we're going to show you that our safety systems are better than those of GTA 5s.
Okay.
And you, if you hit our gas pumps, it will not explode and you will not die. That's our guarantee. Like, you can hit it at 50 miles an hour, you'll be fine.
Well, I was actually doing something, but okay.
What, you're going to actually get in your car and run over a gas pump?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think that's very safe.
Don't you have insurance?
No.
You don't have insurance?
No.
Isn't that illegal?
Yes. I just got it.
I'm telling on you.
Oh my goodness, no.
I'm going to call the police. I'm going to keep you on the phone as long as possible so I can send the police over to give you a ticket.
For not, seriously?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Okay, so question number 3.
Yes.
How many times have you been to that particular subway, speedway, in the past week?
I'd say 3 to 4.
Yeah, she's in a car. I can see her in the camera. Let's get over there as soon as possible. I'm sorry, how many times?
I'd say about 3 to 4.
3 to 4 per week?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
No, about 3 to 4 this week.
Oh, this week, okay. Yeah, she's the one on the phone. Just go there and pick her up. Just go get her. Write her a ticket. That's good. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the business.
Okay.
Okay, so get in your car and take the phone with you and bring it back tomorrow.
I can't do that.
No, it's a promotional thing. It's like whoever has the phone, they can do the talking. You can't. It's like you go around the circle and you hand each other the phone. And I don't know what I'm talking about. Just get in your car and drive away, okay? Real quick. You paid for.
How am I going to get in my car and drive away?
But you paid for your gas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's all right. Like, you paid all that money for gas. You deserve a cordless phone.
Well, I think I'll go now.
Okay, but take the phone with you and bring it back tomorrow. It's like a guarantee thing. Like, that way we know you'll come back. Because we want your repeat business. So just take off with the phone.
Okay.
Take it.
All right.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to do an experiment. I want to see how long the phone will keep connected to the store as you drive away. Let's see if it'll make it a block.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, well, no, don't hang up. Don't. Oh. She wouldn't do my experiment. Darn it. Why not? Well, it's not too often I get to do a customer survey with someone in a parking lot. That was kind of fun.
Speedway, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Not at the moment.
Nobody's in there? Nobody? Like, nobody in the parking lot? She just hung up on me. That's weird. Holy shit, gas is like $2.13. Like, this one in Speedway, it's $1.99 for gas. I'm gonna move to Indiana, you guys. The Mozart rap. Oh, yeah, that one. Hold on, that's...
Thanks for coming to Speedway. This is D-Speaking. How can I help
that's
you?
Bus driver. Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Not at the moment. My store is currently empty.
Huh. Is there anyone outside getting gas, maybe?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Whatever, T-Mac.
So, does anybody? You can ask them. See if you want to do it.
Do it.
Just 1 second, please.
Okay.
Someone random on corporate asking if any customers want to take a quick survey.
Hello?
Hello. Is this a customer?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the one that was looking up at the camera?
Yeah, I'm up here at the counter.
No, at the camera. Like, I'm calling from the corporate office. This is Sensei Doug.
Okay.
And it's like every time you come into our store, you look up at the cameras and you're just looking at me. Like, in the cameras, like you can see me. And it freaks me out. Like, I work in the security department, and can you just stop looking at me?
I don't see you, buddy.
No, I know you can't see me, but you keep looking up at the camera like you're looking at me. And I don't appreciate being looked at like that.
Okay, whatever.
Well, can you just stop it whenever you come in? Can you just stop looking at me like that?
Whatever, man. I ain't looking at you or whatever. I don't see you, so well, I don't know what your problem is, but I'm just here as a customer. I'm not looking at you. I don't know what your problem is, but I'm just a customer. Bye.
And you're always looking...
I don't know what his deal is, man, but he says I keep...
Damn it, he hung up too quick.
Thank you for calling Speedway.
Oh, hey, that guy that was, like, talking about cameras or something, what was his problem?
That I do not know.
What all did he say?
That I wasn't listening too close, but...
Oh, well, you should listen to the customers better.
Okay.
Could I talk to another customer just to do a survey? He didn't really want to do the survey, I don't think. Is that guy still in the store, though? Kick him in the nuts. Oh, he heard me say the thing about the nuts. Okay, Prank Call Nation. I'm going to do that. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to try it. Fuckface Friday.
Hey, call Speedway. This is Amber. How can I help you?
Hey, Amber. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Hello.
Hi. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Let me find out.
Okay.
Let me find out if one of them will do it.
Okay, yeah, it just takes a minute. Like, just tell them it just takes, like, less than a minute.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Got a question for you. Want to do a survey real quick for us?
Well, I can get out of
here. I'll give you
your drink
today, sorry.
I don't know
anyone.
Really.
It's our corporate office.
What's up,
corporate?
Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Yes, sir.
And we're doing this promotional thing today. It's called Fuckface Friday. And if you call the cashier a fuckface, you get half off your purchases.
Suckface or fuckface?
Fuckface. Just say, excuse me, ma'am.
With an F or an S?
With an F, like the bad word, the fuck word.
Okay, so like, if I say fuckface, I get half off my stuff.
Yeah, well, no, you have to call her a fuckface. Be like, ma'am, you're a fuckface. She'll understand. All it's right. Part of the promotion.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am. You're a fuckface. Hello?
Yeah, yeah, you did it. You did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, that was kind of rude, so we're not going to give you your half off after all. Unless he hung up, but he did it. What the hell? Why would he do that? Thank you, Prank Call Nation, for the idea. I don't know who's on the Prank Call Nation account, but somebody is, and that was amusing. Maybe I should try that again. I really didn't expect that to work. It's weird that that worked at all. Who would do that? That's horrible.
Speedway, how can I help
you? Hello, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
This is who?
This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? It's just a quick survey. It only takes a minute.
Sure. Okay. Hold on just a second.
Thanks.
23.
24.
25, 26, 27. It didn't get to your change. Me and this machine gonna go around.
No,
yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. What was that again? Hold on a second.
Okay. Hey, try to find the person most likely to be rude. Or to be irritable.
I have a customer that
would
like to talk to
you.
Hello?
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm a customer.
Yeah.
And I was in there, I don't know, like last week when you were in there. Like, I was in there getting a Pepsi.
Yeah.
And you were just, like, looking at me.
And I was what?
You were just looking at me. You just kept looking at me like you wanted to start something.
I wasn't in here but a week ago.
I'm pretty sure it was you. I remember.
And how do you know this is me now?
Well, because I can see on the cameras.
And so what was I doing?
Well, you were just looking at me. You were just giving me this look like snake eyes, like you wanted to start some shit. And I just don't appreciate it.
I mean, I don't believe that was me.
I think it was. I don't see who else it could have been.
Well, I mean, I've only been at the hospital for a couple days, so I don't think that was me.
Well, it was definitely you.
That's well, sorry
a
about that.
Nice excuse with the hospital thing to try and make me feel bad, but I don't, because you were giving me snake eyes, trying to start shit.
Can I help you?
Oh, what's he saying? What that guy? What's he talking about? That guy?
I don't know, but who is this?
I want to hear him talk.
You want to hear him talk? Yeah, I'm going to hang up on you.
Well, no, I'm calling from the corporate office. This is Sensei. Okay. So, like, when she handed him the phone, she's like, "Excuse me, sir, would you like to talk to a customer?" So that's why I said I was a customer, because he just seemed okay with it.
CY.
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Yes.
And I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
A weekly customer survey? A customer you can speak with?
Yep.
Anyone?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a minute-long survey. It doesn't take long at all.
Hey. Hey, buddy. Are you real busy?
Hang on a second.
You real busy?
No, what's up?
I got a corporate office. I want to do like a minute-long customer survey with you. I know you're in here all the time.
Okay.
You good?
Thank you.
Sorry. Hey, young man. How you doing? All right. How are you doing? I got corporate office on the phone. I just want to see if they can take about 45 seconds to a minute of your time. Just take a quick survey with my customers.
I didn't say 45
okay.
seconds.
Yeah, I'm not from here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know. Here, you're a customer.
What's that matter?
Take corporate office with customer survey real quick. There you go.
I had to push a button.
No,
hello?
Hello. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're just doing this special promotional thing for May. And it's just on Fridays, and it's called Fuck Face Friday. And if you call the cashier a fuck face, you get half off all your purchases today.
Really?
Yep, yep. Just
I think I'll pass.
No, just real quick, just say, hey,
no,
excuse me.
No, I think I'll pass.
Hey, listen, if you don't do it, you can just get the fuck out of our store.
Oh, well, I don't care.
You don't? Well, then get the fuck out. Please leave. Now, see, that's a normal response. That other guy. What the hell was he doing? I want to try a couple more of those, though. I want to see if someone else will call a cashier a fuckface. I'm almost out of speedways on this list here. I'm going to have to quit soon.
Speedway, Issa Morris.
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Hold on.
Okay.
This is Janine. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway. And I was calling to do a weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's just like a one-minute survey.
Are you for real? Are you really at corporate?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep, we do this at every location at least once or twice a month.
Okay, babe. Hold on.
Okay.
Here, sweetie. They want to talk to us. It's my corporate office.
Hello, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Yes.
And we're just doing this promotional thing. This will just take a second. It's called Fuck Face Friday. And if you call the cashier a fuck face, you get half off your purchases today.
If you do what?
If you call the cashier, you have to call her a name. It's all in good fun. Call her a fuck face, and you get half off your purchases.
Okay, we'll do.
Well, just do it real quick while it's on the phone, and then I can authorize the half off. Just be like, excuse me, ma'am, you're a fuckface.
Listen, dude, you ever fucking call back here again, I'll have the cops on your ass.
Hey, don't curse at me.
Don't call here and tell them to curse at us.
Well, don't curse at me. That's rude. That's very...
Well, it's rude of you to tell a customer to curse at us.
Well, it's for a promotional thing
it
we're doing. Just got cursed at. I can't believe that. All right, one more try on that. Ray Bob says she was trying.
Thanks for calling Speedway. This is me.
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick?
With a who?
Just any customer, a random customer, and just do a quick survey with them. It'll take less than a minute.
1 second.
Okay.
Hang on.
That hurt.
It's 3651.
Anything else? Oh, thank you. Do you have a speedy card? In the chat room, somebody was saying that lady before was trying to get the discount, cursing at me. I should have called her back, told her she's not eligible.
I have the cash and it's $1.69.
Okay. $270.
As soon as my line isn't super long, I'll hand it to somebody.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, like, the customer does all the talking, so it's not...
Okay, 1 second, then.
Okay.
Yes, 271-59. Would you mind being part of a survey? Somebody from my corporate office wants to do a survey, I guess.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you want...
What's the change?
59.
Hello?
Hello, is this a customer?
Yes.
Oh, hey there. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing this promotional thing this month where every Friday you get, like, half off if you'll do the insult of the day.
Uh-huh.
So if you could just call the cashier a fuckface, just be like, excuse me, ma'am, you're a fuckface, and she'll give you half off. It's all in good fun. It's okay.
Give me half off of what?
Off of whatever you buy today.
I just bought a money order, so is that included?
Yeah, yeah, that's included. Just say, excuse me, ma'am, you're a fuckface. It's Fuckface Friday.
Excuse me, ma'am, you're a fuckface.
What?
She just said what?
Oh, I don't think she understood. Try it again.
You said try it again.
Yeah, I don't think she understood what you meant.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're a fuckface. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I said it again.
Okay. All right. Then, yep, you get the half off. Just explain to her that she's a fuckface, and you get half off.
Hold on.
She'll know.
That's part of my group.
Oh, she hung up. Why did they hang up? I had more instructions. I Regret Jumping says, oops, I was reading the wrong week. This week is Turdwinder. Yeah, yesterday it should have been like, we should make it like Turdwinder Tuesday, Fuckface Friday, Mongoloid Mondays. Well, I'm out of speedways to call. Like, there's no speedways left. Well, I mean, I guess I could search a different city. I know they're all over Indiana. Tiger Eye says, shut the fuck up Sundays. Sassy Ass Saturdays. That's from Psychocotic. What? Your name's too weird. I'm not going to figure it out right now. Call Quick Trips. Okay, yeah, let me search for Quick Trips. They deserve to be pranked because they're promoting illiteracy because of the way they spell their stores. Didn't they just go out of business or something, though? I was in the Midwest recently, and it looked like the Quick Trips had turned into Circle K's or something. Okay, so, chat room. If I call some Quick Trips right now, what am I going to say to them? What am I going to say to the customers? I'm only doing surveys today. That's my plan. Except when I accidentally get connected to a Petco, apparently. So, I don't know. I could just get people to... apparently, it's pretty easy to get people to call cashiers fuckface. I Regret Jumping wants me to tell Quick Trip that we just realized that we spelled Quick Trip wrong and they need to go out there and fix the sign. I kind of like that one. Hold on, I'm gonna do that. I Regret Jumping is hijacking the show because I just wanted to do surveys today.
Thank you for calling Quick Trip 698. This is Eric. How may I help you?
Hey, Eric. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Yes.
And, hey, would it be possible for you to run outside real quick and just take a look at your sign? You know, the Quick Trip sign? We got to make sure that something's not wrong with it.
Okay, who are you?
This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Okay, and what do you want me to do?
Just could you check the spelling on the sign out there? On the Quick Trip sign? Just the one that's on the building?
The spelling?
Yeah, yeah. Or does it
on the sign out front?
Yeah, does it just say QT or does it say Quick Trip? Like the one on the store.
It says Quick Trip.
How's it spelled?
Same way that the corporate spells it.
But is there a C in it? Because that's the problem. It turns out we spelled it wrong.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the corporate office with Quick Trip. This is
which is located where?
It's here in the complex.
Sure.
Right next
okay.
to the
controller's yeah, right.
building. No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I think we misspelled it on quite a few of our stores.
Nah.
Like there's no C in it. You know?
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. Shit. Jessica says, get the customer to reset the robot employee. Tell them that the cashier is a registered sex offender. Ask him if the cashier has a boner. Yeah, I could say, like, on the security camera, just, maybe it's just the angle here, but, you know. Yeah, I already got yours, Hostalis. On a scale of 3 to orange. Yep. The owner wants to sell them the store at a deep discount, but... That's from F in Reality. But what? Moldy Orange says to say the gas pumps are backwards. Like when you put it, when you put the nozzle in your car, it actually sucks the gas out. Benny, Space Corps wants me to ask them to go outside and light a match to make sure the gas pumps aren't leaking. I bet you I could get someone to do that. It'd be hilarious until the gas station exploded. So it looks like we have exactly 27 minutes left for the rest of today's show, till the XYZ show starts. And I've looked up another gas station that I remember from Indiana. These are called Marathon gas stations. I really want to tell one of them that their gas pumps are working backwards, though. That sounds fun.
Gallup, let me help you.
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Debit or credit?
Debit.
I'm sorry?
Do you have a customer there I could speak with just for a quick survey?
One second. I don't know if anybody have a time or not. Just give me one second, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
I think Slow 32 just suggested flip-off Friday.
Yeah, it's all the way down where we have a fountain machine.
Yeah. Can I just put ice in this cup?
That'd be fine.
There you go. Thank you.
What is the survey about?
Oh, it's just a general customer survey from the corporate office. I could talk to that lady real quick if she's still there.
Just hold one second.
Okay.
Somebody called from Marathon. He just need a survey about the Marathon site. Would you like to talk to them or no? They said they need to talk to the customer, not with us. No, he's not.
Who? Who's not what?
He said he's not.
Oh, I wanted to talk to the ice lady. The ice lady, is she gone?
Ice lady?
Yeah, that lady just going on and on about the ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, darn it. I would have talked to her. Yeah, just any customer in there.
Okay, just give me one second.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this the customer?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Marathon.
Have a good weekend.
Are you
okay?
Can you hear me? We just need to do a quick survey.
Okay.
And it'll just take a minute. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Great. All right. Question number one: on a scale of 3 to orange, how would you rate your experience in this store?
What is orange?
I don't know. Just answer the question. Stream of consciousness. Quick.
Orange.
Oh, that's wrong. The answer was yellow, you idiot.
Oh.
It's okay, though. Not everyone gets that one, just most people. We're doing this thing today. It's a promotion this week, and you can get half off of your entire purchase there. It's called Flip Off Friday, and you just walk up to the cashier and you flip her off.
Okay, any one of the cashiers?
Well, preferably the one that handed you the phone, because she sounds amusing.
Ma'am, can you look at me? Okay, I did it.
What'd she do? What was her reaction?
She just turned her head away from me.
Oh, just to make sure, you know, since it's called Fuck Off, Fuckface Friday... Could you say, excuse me, ma'am, you're a fuckface?
You want me to say that in the store with other customers in here, too?
Yeah, it's part of the promotion. It's okay. It's 2017.
Okay, ma'am, you're a fuckface. Okay?
Next, please. Okay, now leap over the counter and just start beating the shit out of her.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
No, it's for the promotion. It's okay. It's
for
the promotion.
I'll have to fail that one.
No, it's okay. You want half off, right?
I don't want it that bad. Not to go to jail or anything.
No, you won't go to jail because it's part of the promotion. You just have to leap over the counter and just start pounding her. Just.
No, I can't do that one.
Okay, thank God, because that would have been awkward if you started doing that. Because, you know.
Right.
This just being a prank call and all.
Okay.
Yep, that would have been awkward and embarrassing, and I probably would have gotten in trouble for it.
Right.
So thank you for not leaping over the counter and beating up that lady.
Okay.
Okay, so how would you rate the cleanliness of the store on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
Okay, that's great. You didn't get gas there, did you?
Not today.
Okay, thank God, because the gas pumps are working backwards. You know, they're sucking gas out of cars.
Well, they are?
Yep. So don't go there today.
Okay.
Can you tell the cashier, just real quick, can you, like, maybe, like, look at her, like, intent, like, kind of intent, and like, put your fingers up to your eyes, and then move them toward her eyes? Like, I'm looking at you.
Okay, I will when she comes back to her register.
Okay.
Okay, I did.
What'd she do?
She thinks I'm crazy now, but...
What'd she say? I think you're crazy, too.
Customers are normally friendly here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you want to do the shopping spree?
Sure.
Okay, so on the count of three, you run all over the store, grab as much as you can in 30 seconds, and whatever you keep in your arms, you're allowed to keep.
I got to run all over the store for 30 seconds and just grab up stuff.
Yeah, you have a cordless phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, keep the cordless phone in your hand. Yeah, okay, are you ready? Just whatever whatever you can grab, 30 seconds. Ready, set,
okay.
go, run, get everything. What are you getting?
Chips, cookies, pop.
Get lots of alcohol.
Sandwich. Oh, I can, yeah. Let me grab some alcohol. A 6-pack of Coors Light.
Yes. No, a 12-pack.
I can't hold on to a 12-pack.
Just throw the phone down.
Throw the phone down, then I got to come back and find it.
It's okay. It's all right. Whatever. Just don't go out and get gas, though.
Okay.
Because it'll just suck it all out of your car. You don't want that. Okay, and then did you get everything? 30 seconds is just about up. 3, 2, 1. Ding, 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 ding. All right, so what all did you get?
3 bags of chips, 2 packs of cookies, a 6-pack of Coors Light, and some Slim Jims.
Nice. Okay, that's perfect. Like, look that cashier in the eye and just be like, ma'am, I'm not fucking paying.
I gotta wait. She's waiting on a customer right now.
See, I'm not fucking paying for it. I'm just like, like, really stick it to her.
Okay. Ma'am, I'm not fucking paying for it.
Is he done yet?
Not yet. Are we almost done?
Yes, I'm nearly done with this prank call. Almost.
Okay.
Last thing, I just need to say that you've been butt slammed on the Skippy and Dippy Show. 100.3
Thank
The Gerbil.
You.
FM. Terrestrial Radio. Waka Waka. I don't know. Something. Yep. But you can still keep all the stuff. It's fine.
All right, thanks.
Okay, can you say one more just humorous thing to the cashier before
what
you hang?
What was that?
Just anything, like make something up. Just be really wacky and say something wacky to her.
Oh, man, I don't know what to say wacky to her.
Ask her if she's ever thought about trying to have a lesbian experience right now in the cooler.
I can't do that.
No, it's okay. It's for the promotion.
I can't do that. She's got customers.
Okay. Do this really loud. Attention, customers.
Attention, customers.
This is a robbery. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Just kidding about that part. Are you there still? She's gone. That was really hard to talk through that entire thing for some reason. What the hell was that? I think I'm just going to quit the show now. What was wrong with her? Holy shit. Was that the first place I called? Because, man, I just need to call Marathon Gas Stations forever. Their gas is slightly more expensive. It's $2.22 for regular. Kind of a ripoff compared to Speedway down there in Indianapolis.
Good morning, Marathon.
Hello, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Marathon.
Yes.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just any customer.
I have one was back there.
Yeah, yeah. Say, hey, survey time. like, do it in the voice of the Fantastic Four. Like, it's clobbering time, but say it's survey time.
Right. So, do you want to talk to like customers?
Yeah. Yep. Just a quick survey.
Sure.
From Sensei Doug.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this a customer?
Yes.
What kind of ice are you getting?
ice.
Crushed or cubed?
Ice. Yes.
Okay. Hey, are you getting gas there today?
No, not today.
Okay, thank goodness, because there's an issue.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that cashier that handed you the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've been watching him on the security cameras, you know?
Yeah.
And this is awkward to ask you this, but do you think, like, does he have a boner?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to that, honestly.
I know, but if you just, like, look over real quick.
I can't see.
Because we can't have him, like, serving customers with a boner.
Yeah. But, I mean, if he's behind the counter, then nobody's going to be able to notice.
Well, kind of, if he just backs away from the counter a little bit. If he's not rubbing his boner up against the counter or something weird. Ugh, what's wrong with this person? What kind of soda are you getting?
Oh, why does it matter?
It's part of the survey.
A Pepsi.
Okay, that's my choice, too. That's my favorite, Pepsi, like fuck Coke. I mean, it tastes basically the same, but I like their logo better.
All right. Is this over with? Who
reads cursive in 2017?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Can I over with? I have to get on the road.
Sorry. I think I called it cursive. I just want to correct myself and say it's cursive, because otherwise I'll end up on the wiki. They'll say I can't pronounce basic words and make fun of me. But can you just look at his boner real quick and just... Is there, like... Just come on. Because I'm not sure,
no.
And I'm going to have to write him up if there is.
Okay, thanks.
Well, is there, like...
Bye.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a boner is there? Okay. Well, she was nice. And she's a fellow Pepsi drinker. I think all people that drink Pepsi are, they're okay people. Fuck you if you drink Coke, though. That was Slow32's idea. Ask if the cashier has a boner. Thanks, Slow32.
Hi, Alex, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Mr. Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
With Marathon. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Customer, right now I don't have any customers here.
Oh, there's none?
Right now we're just going through remodeling and all this stuff.
Oh.
So we're just running in a little trailer out there, so it's been pretty slow.
Is there people out there getting gas?
Yeah, people getting gas, yeah.
Like right now, are they out there?
No, right now no one's in pump. Probably someone is coming inside, I guess.
Oh, are they? Okay, perfect. I'll talk to that person.
All right.
And then when they hand you the phone back, we'll talk about the switches.
I can't take this one out because of the loose signal here.
Oh.
Probably you had to wait, I guess, till they come inside.
Maybe. If you go out there and you put the customer on your shoulders and have them hold the phone, and the antenna will be high enough and... It should work.
Can you wait till they come inside? Because they have a weak signal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
the we call the phone and the thing.
I'll
You know, wait for a moment.
Affirmative.
Well, they're gonna come inside.
Yep, no problem at all. Thank you.
All right.
My new mixer, you guys, has this amazing new feature. I can push this button here, and I can still hear the cashier, and the cashier can still hear me, and he's probably wondering what the hell I'm talking about, but you guys can't hear him anymore. It's amazing. Whenever people give out phone numbers, hi, hello.
Yeah, I'm just handing the customer here.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office with Marathon.
Yes.
And were you getting gasoline?
Yes.
Oh, boy, there's a problem. How many gallons did you get?
I haven't gotten none yet. I was just about to prepay.
Okay, all right. See, like,
is there no gas here or something?
Well, no,
or?
There is gas. Actually, there's a lot of gas because we. It turns out our pumps are they're turned on backwards. Like someone hit the switch that has it in reverse.
Okay.
So, like, it sucks all the gas out of your car?
For real?
Yeah, yeah, it sucks it all out and puts it in the tanks underneath the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so make sure when you're getting your gas that it's not sucking the gas out of the car.
Okay, so how would I do that? Just kind of, like, hold it above it a little bit to make sure it's coming out, to make sure the gas is coming out of it?
Yeah, that sounds good. Like, just you can see that it's pouring out.
Exactly,
and
right.
Hopefully,
and if it ain't, just stop and don't pump no more or something?
Yeah, I guess. Just ask the cashier to, like, hit the reverse button.
Okay, it's I was just about to get $10 worth, so, yeah, I'm glad you said something.
Yeah, okay, but, that's good, yeah. Because right. It would have taken $10 out, and then if you didn't have $10 in there already, you would have owed us.
I'm already pretty low, so it kind of would have screwed me up.
Yeah, and us too. Okay.
But, all right, man. That's all right. I appreciate it.
Make sure it's just going in the right direction.
Okay, I will.
All right, bye.
Yep, bye.
So holy shit, you guys. That should be a cause of mass confusion right there. I think G-Ad's listening right now. So G-Ad, you hear that? We need to call up a gas station, tell them that the gas pumps are running in reverse, and film them, like, figuring out which way the gas is going. Because how is he going to do that? That makes no sense. Let's see. Whose idea was that? Moldy Orange. Thanks, Moldy Orange, for the gas pumps are backwards idea. Next, we're going to do Benny Space Corps' idea. We're going to have a customer go outside and light a match to see if the gas pumps are leaking. It's going to be hilarious. If anyone dies during this call, it's Benny Space Corps' fault. You all heard this. You know, this is legally binding. I'm not responsible.
Goss Grocery, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Sensei Doug from the corporate office.
Yeah?
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Customer?
Just any random customer. It's just for a quick survey.
A random customer.
Yup.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay, thank you.
Survey.
Yes.
Hello, are you a customer or an employee?
I am a customer.
Okay, all right.
Paying right now.
In what?
Yeah, I'm a paying customer.
Oh, perfect. That lady that handed you the phone?
Yep.
She is one of our robotic employees, and she's been malfunctioning, and we need you to go over there and reset her real quick.
She's not a robot.
No, she is. I know she looks real, but that's how they look now.
You're robotic.
No, she's not going to understand. She doesn't know she's a robot.
Well, how do I reset her?
Okay, you need to stick
your... She might like that too much.
No, it's nothing like that. Don't be weird. You just need to...
Don't be weird.
Lick your index...
Weird that you're telling me she's a robot.
You need to lick your index finger and stick it in her left ear.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay, while you're on the phone, and then I'm going to have you say the reset phrase, the security phrase.
All right, well, I'm done with this.
Well, no, you're not, because you haven't done it yet. I'm watching on the security camera.
Oh, but I gotta go. Bye.
Well, hey, you know what?
What?
It's gonna kick him out of the store. I think he's definitely doing it right now.
Goss Grocery, how may I help you?
That guy that I just talked to, did he leave yet?
Yeah, I think he's pulling out right now. Why, what you need, honey?
I was gonna have you kick him out, because he was so rude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who is this? Who are you?
My name's Sensei Doug. I'm with the corporate office.
Corporate office of where, honey, though?
Well, isn't this a marathon?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one. The Marathon Corporate Office.
Oh, Marathon Corporate Office. Okay.
Yep.
But no, I'm not a robot.
Ma'am, I know this is hard for you to grasp, but you are. You're programmed not to understand or know that you're a robot. But when there's a malfunction, we got to get someone to reset you.
Who is this? I am no robot. And I will report you.
Report me for what? Robots.
Talking like this. And you want me to throw him out?
Robots don't have rights to report things. Like, you're like not a citizen, you know? You're just
Oh, yes, I am. And I am not going to talk. I'm not going to have you talk to me like this.
No.
Goodbye.
She's thinking about it. She's like, am I a robot? I don't think I'm a robot. Parkman's like, help, police. He said I was a robot. Holy shit. Okay. Whose idea was that? That was Jessica. Thanks, Jessica, for the robot idea. Reset the robot idea. Let's see if we can do that one more time before XYZ starts. But this is probably a bad idea, because there's sort of a final boss I want to get to. Yeah, you know what? Fuck this. Let me get the final boss number here real quick. So at first we were calling Speedway, what are they called? Speedway convenience stores. So I made my caller ID show up for everyone I called today. It was the Speedway Indiana Chamber of Commerce. I thought that would be extra confusing if they try to call back the corporate office and it's the Chamber of Commerce. So they're probably not going to answer. Probably just get the Chamber of Commerce answering machine. But we're going to try anyway. They're probably on the other line with a random Speedway that I talked to.
Hello?
Hi. This is Dave from Speedway.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Is this the corporate office?
Speedway what? I don't... Oh, this is the Speedway Chamber of Commerce.
Oh. Oh, okay. No, I'm from a Speedway convenience store here in Indianapolis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did someone there call and say that there was a problem with one of our robotic employees?
No, something weird is going on with my phone. I'm getting all these calls that people say I'm calling them, and I'm not. No.
What
haven't called you.
What are they saying?
Well, I just got a call from Angola, Indiana, and they said that, did I call about an appraisal? And I said, no, I haven't called anyone.
An appraisal?
So.
What were the other...
Yeah.
What were the other calls then?
Well, that's the only one I got, and then you.
Oh, okay.
I haven't called, so I don't know what this is about.
Huh. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, yeah, I work at a Speedway here, and the corporate office called and said that one of our robotic employees were malfunctioning, and they were trying to get me to reset the employee, and I don't know how to do that. I'm not equipped.
And my cell phone is connected to the business, and I live in Speedway, but I didn't call, and I don't know anything about your gas station or anything.
Do you know how to reset the robotic employees?
I don't have robotic employees. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, some of the employees here, they're actually robots. They're machines, but they just look human.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hey, Roy. I caught something kind of interesting on your last episode. The one that is Adopt a Highway, the third page.
Yup.
When you're talking to that pastor guy, like 40 minutes in or 39 minutes in, whatever, to the show, of the live show... you never give him your first name, yet when he asks for it, he says, what's your first... Roy, but you never gave it to him. I thought that was kind of odd.
Oh,
maybe
shit.
Maybe cut something out. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, explain yourself. All right.
Someone caught me. I just got caught faking prank calls. You guys always suspected it before, but now you know it's true. No, I'm just kidding. I think that was just an editing error. You know, I edit the calls fairly heavily sometimes. Especially to take out people's names and stuff. And I usually don't take out my own name, but apparently I did, probably by mistake. I was probably just taking his name out and had cut my name out, too. That's all. It's no big deal.
Hey, Roy. It's Patrick from Texas.
Hello.
A.K.A. Mr. Fossil in the chat room.
Okay, whoa.
I'd like to say...
Started skydiving.
start saying Jerbel more and spell it really weird. That's really funny when people ask you how to spell it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And
Bob Dobelina's fault.
Do more live shows on YouTube and show your face because you're so hot.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's me.
You need to start posting more stuff on Snapchat.
Okay.
And be back.
Thanks for telling me everything I don't do.
Bye. Bitch.
Hey, fuck you, Patrick.
Hey, Brad, this is Taco Jones from Canada. Hey, I'm a big fan of the show, and I just had a couple of ideas. You know when you call up and tell people you tap their phone, but you tap the phone of the person you're talking to?
Yup.
Why don't you say, hey, it looks like this motherfucker has a call right now. Let's take a listen to what he's saying, and then play like recorded feed. I don't know, just a suggestion.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to stop the voicemails and do it right now.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
That's weird.
Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Why are you chanting my fake name that I use for prank calls? It's very strange.
Rupert the Monkey Boy here.
Hey there.
Listen, I hope you play this message in a decent amount of time from the last episode you did, the Distraction Services.
I believe
you called up a lady named Ann. And the lady says she gets calls there all the time, saying and looking for it and switch numbers. What you need to do is you need to get Sunshine, I don't know, Gloria, or one of your chicks, right?
One of my chicks, okay.
And they need to be Ann. And they need to call and demand for their fucking number back.
Yeah.
You know, follow the golden rules, the PLA golden rules.
Of course.
But I think they need to be stirring with this bitch. And Ann needs to get that fucking number back.
That's
you
right.
Know what I'm saying?
I totally
that
agree.
I'm
going to write that down.
Hello, Brad. It's Stephen Ferroni, okay?
Hello.
I just have a quick question.
Okay.
I know that you've said before that to sponsor a show, you've got to be a certain level of Patreon subscriber.
Yep.
I'm part of the Elite Cactus Squad at the low level because I'm a hobo.
It's okay.
I wondered, is it possible to send you a one-off PayPal payment to sponsor a show? And if so, how much would that be? And
sure.
I'm not going to hang up the phone now, hopefully. Cactus.
Hang up the phone. So the show sponsor level is $20 a month. And I really feel like a dick telling people they have to pay $20 a month to sponsor a show. But it used to be $10 a month, but you guys are just so damn supportive that I couldn't keep up with $10 a month. So I had to move it up to $20, and I made the $10 a month people just YouTube sponsors. You know, on the single videos, I just put your name in there for the YouTube sponsor thing for $10 a month. And I'm better at keeping up on those than I am in the show. But yeah, you could do that. You could just send a PayPal payment, or you could just say, hey, I've donated for 4 months in a row at $5 a month. I mean, that's not like a thing I really advertise that I do, and I'm probably going to regret saying that, but if you email me and let me know that, I would do it, probably. And hey, speaking of not being able to keep up with the sponsors of the shows, I just want to quickly say a thank you to the people that sponsored the Snowplow Show in September of 2016, such as Gizmo and Tony and Charles A. and Curaz, Stan Trucker, Meows Wow, Miguel F., Sean L., My First Broom, Lou to X Factor, Andy James S4, Xander F., Rhapsody Man 2000, Milk Brain, Bobo Bob, The Hobo Bob, High School Graduate, Jamie F., Jeff, Brian W., Kyle M., Default C., Robert S., Jason B., Cody A., Mike U., Worsty, FOD87, Ty A., Buster C., Honey Baby, Julian J., David P., Todd L., Pat D., Philip B., and Elky, I guess. But not really Elky. I don't really like him that much, you know. He's a troublemaker. But there, I'm 1 month closer to being all caught up on the show sponsors. I'm up to October of last year now. And it sucks because, you know, there's like more sponsors than there are days of the week that I do shows. Obviously, it means I should be doing more shows so that I can get to more sponsors. I'm trying. I gotta think of another thing to do here or something.
Hey, Brad, I'm gonna do this kind of weird thing. I'm kind of calling the voicemail, but making a video of it at the same time, and kind of like the calls a mass confusion thing, but it's like on mute. But it's on me. But anyway, I want to try to send you the video of me calling you on the voicemail, and I don't know.
Okay.
We might open up a whole new parallel universe.
This sounds like
thanks.
A lot of
work. Good work, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, well, apparently there's a video in my email of that voicemail. And I'm supposed to go get the video and put it into the video of the Snowplow Show. I bet you all are really curious to see if I actually get around to doing that. Only time will tell.
Hello. This is Mr. Creepy Man.
Hey, Mr. Creepy Man.
I am creeping you out now, aren't I? Goodbye.
Yep. That was pretty creepy. Thanks for the voicemail, Mr. Creepy Man.
Roy, hey, Miguel B here. I was cracking up that you thought that I was some kind of a hacker because you didn't see my caller ID information. That was funny as shit, and I'll tell you why.
I guess.
Because, you know, I got a Skype out number. I also have a Skype out number. I have a couple of different numbers because, you know, and...
Sounds like something a hacker would have.
The Skype out number, the way that works, if you don't pay by the 3-month deadline, they take away your caller ID. And it throws you out as some kind of funky, weird...
Shit.
Skype out, I guess, hacker, in your words. But that's the funny part, because when I left my very first voicemail with the Phone Losers of America, I already submitted, I already, you know, like, said, okay, these guys, Roy, he's going to know my number, man, and if by leaving messages
you don't want that.
And shit, he's going to hack me.
Yep.
So that's the
that's
funny
what
part,
I do.
Is that you're thinking I'm some kind of a hacker. But anyway, no, obviously, no hacking intent.
You calling me a hacker?
Anywhere.
Motherfucker?
I love your shit, dude. Bye. Oh,
thank you, Miguel B. Yeah, that's why I can't do as many shows as I'd like to, is because, you know, when I'm not doing shows, I'm usually hacking all of my listeners, because I have all of their phone numbers. So I just kind of harass all of my listeners whenever I'm not putting shows together. I should stop doing that so much so I have more time to do shows.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
Hello.
So, hey, I've been leaving you. I left you a bunch of voicemails, you know, a while ago.
Yep.
And then I'm like, you know,
I'm
I didn't
behind.
Leave a voicemail until they, you know, most of them get played, until, you know, all but maybe one of them were played or whatever. And then you decide, oh, I'm not going to do a show for like more than a week. I'm like, what?
Yep. So, that anyway, was my decision.
Hey,
totally my
I'm
decision.
I'm about to go through this DUI checkpoint, and I'm gonna do a refusal. I'm gonna refuse to. Do anything because you know it's unconstitutional.
So, no, hold on, okay, sovereign citizen.
Registration, sir. No, I refuse. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Oh.
I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't have to give you any information yet. Sign it, thug.
Sir, officer registration. Last call from the
No, I'm not gonna give it to you.
Totally sounds realistic.
To I'm a sovereign citizen. It's my constitutional right.
Gonna,
no, I refuse.
Gonna
I'm
break
sorry.
Your window.
I don't care.
Okay. Yep. All right. Let's just stop listening at this point. This is a family show. We don't need that kind of violence around here.
Hey, Brad. It's User Fan with the PH. So, listening to your new show, got an idea for you.
Okay.
Not a show idea, but you're having mixer problems.
Not anymore.
I work with a lot of mixing stuff, and what I think you should do is get a 4 or an 8-channel. Audio interface, basically a USB interface, and then run everything into a digital audio workstation. I use Reaper, which is basically free to use, and it's awesome, and that would give you just total control over every sound you would ever want. You could record separate tracks, you could record the phone on its own track, and then put its own effects or compression afterwards for the show, and you could just do a lot of really fucking awesome things. So, I'll send you an email just with some stuff, but, you know,
okay.
Analog is the old school. You want to get new school. All right. Later, Cactus Minneapolis.
Holy crap, he wants me to edit twice as many channels. I only get like half a show done every week. But that sounds kind of cool. I will definitely look for your email.
Hey, Brad, I'm calling about that also Wacom thing that one guy was talking.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Foreign talk for May God Be With You.
Paris
all
talk.
Right, man, cactus.
I thought it was a threat or a hex or something. I didn't know he was being nice.
Yeah, Brad.
Hey.
This is Orville from the Orville household.
Hey.
I
Inverna?
On the talking thing, yeah.
Inverna's still alive?
I want you to do a proper PLA episode. I don't... That snow plow chow crap. I don't want to bother with it.
Oh, okay.
So, better hurry, because getting kind of old.
Yep. Okay. All right, Orville. Thanks for the voicemail. That's one of my ex-co-hosts from the old PLA Radio podcast. All right. That was a voicemail from Dr. Smoothrod. Thanks, Dr. Smoothrod, for the message. I appreciate it.
Hey, Roy, when you start the show, can you say, "Hello, everybody, I'm God," in that cool sound effect? Thanks.
Okay. It's too late now, though. I didn't do it. I already recorded the intro, but I'll totally remember that for the next show.
Brad, it's Cody Noname. I just wanted to say, why didn't you just man up for once in your life and stop being such a tattletale, okay?
Okay.
I'm listening to the show, and that made me laugh. I love when you call people, and they pick up, and you say, "Oh, this is Roy from the homeowners," or whatever. And they're like, "Oh, hi, Roy," and they're like happy to talk to you. They have no idea they're about to get butt slammed.
I think they're happy because they're used to only getting telemarketer calls on their home phones, and they're just surprised when it's not a telemarketer. I seriously think that's what it is.
Butt slammed. Oh, man, it's the best. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome, Cody.
Make more shows.
Noname.
Hey, Roy, it's Baloney Maloney.
Hey.
Hello, Steve Dave.
Hey.
Who the fuck is Steve Dave? How come all the calls now... You're Steve Dave.
Because it's the best name ever.
I know a dumb sketch from Kevin Smith movies, but I don't know who Steve Dave is. I know I'm a long-time friend of Roy Gerbel.
Yup.
Or Roy Gerbel. There's all kinds of different pronunciations, yeah. But it doesn't matter. I'm a long-time friend of Roy Gerbel. We go way back. Who the fuck is Steve Dave?
I'm sorry.
I don't know, but he needs to get the fuck out of here and bring Roy Gerbel back. All right?
Okay.
So long, fuck boy.
That's a voicemail from about 2 weeks ago from Baloney Maloney. I wonder how he feels about Bob Dabalina. I wonder if that's pissing him off too. I'm slowly getting caught up on those old voicemails. I'm trying to play more and more on every show, but I think we've heard enough voicemails for this show and it's time to go. Real quick, though, before we go, I can't remember where this was posted. I think it was posted on the Facebook PLA group. Someone made a Spreadshirt shop. It's spreadshirt.com/whatsyourface. And it's a bunch of t-shirts that just kind of has PLA sayings on them. Like, there's not really logos or anything, but there's a bunch of cactus shirts. There's a bunch of cactus shirts. Oh, here's one that has a logo. It's kind of like the EA logo thing, but instead it says PLA. Here's a shirt that says, "Hang up the phone." Here's a shirt that says, "So long, fuck boy." And here's one with a comic on it that has, you know, like me and a comic. That's weird. Oh, look, and here's one that says, "I'll make you think, stupid." So if you would like a t-shirt that has weird PLA sayings on them, then boy, are you in luck. Just go to spreadshirt.com/whatsyourface. I'll put a link in the show notes to it if you want to go check it out. Add PLA on the things, like Phone Losers on Twitter, Phone Losers on Facebook, and promote the crap out of this show and all of the other shows and all of the other prank videos that PLA has done, because damn it, this show's not getting big enough fast enough. It needs to move faster, so things can really get out of control. We're going to end the show today with a song request by a guy named Mad Horse. Mad Horse has been complaining at me for a while because I'm not playing this song by Ween. And it's a song called "Where'd the Cheese Go?" And if you're listening on YouTube, you're not going to get to hear this because I can't play copyrighted stuff as much on there. But I'm going to put it on the podcast version so you guys can hear it there if you want to hear it. Or you could just, search YouTube for "Where'd the Cheese Go?" by Ween. This is a song about a phone call. I've never heard it before.
Yo, Dave, what's happening?
Yo, Dave, what's up?
Oh, man, what you doing tonight?
I'm down here working on the internet. Checking out some shit. Gonna lay down some where the motherfucking cheese go away.
Damn, bitch, what's he doing down there? You doing Ween guys again?
Yeah, it's alright. I'll do what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't get hungry. What time you get home tonight?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I guess I'll get home at some point, but, there's a lot of shit's going on. You know, I gotta do my thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, alright, dude. I'll talk to you
later. Yeah. So glad, good. You know, think about some shit tonight. Think about some shit that I like to eat. I like all kinds of shit, you know what I'm saying? I like the food. I like the mozzarella cheese shit. I like to get the pepperonis and stuff like that. All day. Give me a pepperoni one time. All day. That's all I talk about. Sometimes I lay in bed and I have some bad dreams. Bad motherfucking dreams, I'm saying. Whoa, I'm saying I'm taking back myself. I say I'm taking back. And I gotta get my baby a car.
What's up, baby? Still all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just had some bad motherfucking dreams. You know, you can do me a favor, baby.
What's that, huh? Anything you want, baby?
Oh, man. Let me bend me over some... Bend me over something to eat. You do that? Give me something to eat there, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me something like... Fat like that. Oh. Where the cheese go?
Okay.
Where the motherfucking cheese go at?
Oh, what do you want? You want some cheese, baby?
Oh, yeah, baby. I want some. Where the cheese go?
I don't know.
Where the cheese go at?
I don't know.
Bitch, get your ass over here. You know what I'm sleeping. I've been having a dream. I've been having a bad motherfucking dream. I'm dreaming about the cheeses.
Oh, baby, oh, come on over. Stop it. The Papa John or something. Gotta get you something to eat.
Hey, come on. I'm being a little edible. I just don't hungry for the red motherfucking cheese. I need some cheese in this shit. Maybe I'm gonna have to play you something now. Yeah. I'm gonna play it too. Hey.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Oh, baby. You call that Papa John?
Well, yeah,
I'm coming over. Yeah. Where the cheese go? Bitch, where the motherfucking cheese at? And I need it tonight. I need some of that cheese. I'm gonna get that shit on my side here. Refrigerator, get myself a piece of American cheese. Shit, that fucking shit.
Blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Mozzarella cheese.
I ain't on blue cheese, fucking. Oh, man.
Munchie cheese.
Oh, man. Bitch, just stay home. I'll get some fucking cheese at tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, where did cheese go?
Where did cheese go at? Live on the internet.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah!
Yeah. Get some Moe up in this shit.
All right. All right, guys. We are Ween. Thanks for flying Ween Radio. We'll see you out there somewhere. Good night.
She's not a robot.